Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today across Israel is clear and sunny, making it a perfect day to be outside. In Jerusalem, expect mild conditions, while Tel Aviv enjoys a slightly warmer temperature. Down south, in Eilut, the sun is shining brightly, providing a warm start to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF demolished a significant Hezbollah tunnel as planned talks between the U.S. and Iran continue. A U.S. senior official confirmed no strikes will occur for now. Also, Walla reports from earlier this hour that Israel and Lebanon strive for peace, but concerns linger in Jerusalem over Hezbollah's true intentions. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, a Jerusalem resident, was convicted for threatening a court clerk following the dismissal of her civil lawsuit. Separately, JNS reports that Brazilian presidential candidate Flavio Bolsonaro aims to celebrate his potential election victory in Jerusalem, highlighting diplomatic tensions. And finally, 24 News reports that the U.S. and Iran have agreed to halt attacks in the Strait of Hormuz, with talks now set to take place in Doha on Tuesday. Reaction has been swift on social media. Memory, a research institute, reported moments ago that an Iranian official compared negotiations to strategic military tactics, emphasizing the importance of the Strait of Hormuz. Not a good Jewish girl, a social media user, commented earlier today on the political left's reaction to recent events in Israel, highlighting differing perspectives. Mark Dubowitz, the CEO of a policy institute, posted earlier today that Israeli soldiers chose a challenging path in conflict, focusing on precision rather than indiscriminate actions. Let's go deeper, starting with a report from the Jerusalem Post. The IDF's demolition of a Hezbollah tunnel marks a strategic move in ongoing regional tensions. This development aligns with ongoing U.S.-Iran negotiations, which remain on track, according to a senior U.S. official. The focus remains on diplomatic solutions despite military challenges in the region. Turning to Walla's report, the recent peace agreement involving Israel, Lebanon, and the U.S. is a notable diplomatic success. However, officials in Jerusalem remain wary of Hezbollah's potential actions. The agreement could stabilize relations, but requires vigilance and continued dialogue to ensure lasting peace. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom provides insight into a legal case involving a Jerusalem resident. The individual's threats against a court clerk highlight tensions within domestic legal proceedings. This case underscores the need for security and respect in judicial processes. In related diplomatic news, JNS reports that Brazilian politician Flavio Bolsonaro's intentions to celebrate in Jerusalem reflect ongoing international diplomatic shifts. Israel's absence of an ambassador in Brazil contrasts with Iran's presence, illustrating complex geopolitical relations. Finally, the I-24 News report on U.S.-Iran negotiations in Doha indicates a shift from the originally planned location in Switzerland. This adjustment could reflect broader diplomatic strategies aimed at de-escalating tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. The talks may influence regional stability and economic interests for both nations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israeli tech firms have over 500 open positions in New York, with competitive salaries highlighting the sector's growth potential. Separately, according to Walla Business, a report reveals the financial burden on borrowers following changes in mortgage regulations, stressing the need for better risk assessments. And finally, Globes reports that Varonis saw a 7% increase in its share price amid acquisition interest, showcasing the company's strong position in data security. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.